That was a nice win for the Browns against the Falcons at home on Sunday. I was glad to see that. We want to go through all the teams that are done through 10 weeks in the NFL. All these teams have played 10 football games so far. Let's start in the AFC. Buffalo is done. The Jets are done. I'm going to say Miami's still barely hanging on and barely kind of alive. The Browns are done, despite their win, because it's just too competitive. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 3-6.
Out.
Losers of 5 in a row. They're done.
R.I.P.
They are absolutely finished in this division, which is amazing on November 12th, but here we are. The Broncos are done at 3-6. The Raiders have been done for a while.
The Raiders are done, and according to one reporter, at least one veteran player said something like, I need to get the bleep out of here. Like, he said it audibly, like, almost to a bunch of reporters that he needs to get the hell out of there, which is in stark contrast to John Gruden's claim that every single week players are telling him they want to be a Raider. I wonder if maybe they want to be a Raider, but not specifically for John Gruden in Oakland.
Again, I strongly believe these are just random Raiders from the 2001 era or Buccaneers from the 2002 Super Bowl team that are saying, hey, man, I mean, I could still play.
I think
might be in my mid-40s.
I think they're guys that are like noted, I almost used the wrong phrase, noted hounds who can't wait to get to Vegas. They don't want to be a Raider as much as they want to be in Vegas. There's some guy that's like, Gruden, you got to get me to Vegas. It has nothing to do with John Gruden and the Raiders themselves.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, if you did a one-year internship, if you will, in Las Vegas playing for the Raiders and being on an embarrassing football team, but there's probably not a whole lot of accountability, you could really, I think, have a lot of fun.
So, yeah, the Raiders are definitely done. Are they the most done?
Yeah, I think so.
For a while.
Them and the Giants are the two teams with only one win. In terms of like hope for anything even respectable in the second half of the season, I would say that the Raiders and the Giants I'd say the Raiders are more done than the Giants because the Gruden factor makes it that much more of a flaming wreck.
What a disaster.
Also, the AFC West is a good division and the NFC East is still crap.
That's the thing. I mean, Dallas completely kind of changed the nature of their season last night with that win. Now all of a sudden they have a chance to actually win the NFC East a week after all of us were convinced that Jason Garrett was done. Yeah. He is now still alive. So I've counted now.
Eternal flame.
Yes, six teams in the AFC that are done. Buffalo, the Jets, the Browns.
I'm going to kill Miami.
Jacksonville, the Broncos, and the Raiders. You'll kill Miami.
You hate that Adam Gase is probably the next Bill Belichick. The Dolphins, though, the Dolphins are this organization that it just seems like, okay, it's easy and it's simple to say, well, they always lose the same way and they always do things the same way, and forget that they actually spent pretty aggressively for a couple years, and that largely one of the biggest problems with them has been that, A, Ryan Tannehill was the guy they chose to go with, but then even Ryan Tannehill wasn't healthy for two straight years. So they were just kind of
in a holding pattern.
They were treading water in purgatory for a while. And
yes.
Now at least you're starting to see, okay, maybe Adam Gase is a really good coach. I don't know if he's a good enough coach to overcome the organization, though.
And now they can move on to a new quarterback, whoever that's going to be, in the offseason. Switching over to the NFC. All right, the Giants are done. The Lions are done. I watched a bunch of their game yesterday. They stink. The Lions are done.
Are they bad enough that Patricia needs to get fired?
No.
I saw a writer from Detroit saying that Patricia needs to get fired now.
That guy's an idiot. I mean, I don't even know if Patricia's going to be any good, but you can't hire him and then fire him after going 3-6.
No.
It's not like they've been that good recently.
They just need a reboot, and that takes a couple of years, it seems, with some of the carryovers that they have there.
Yes.
The Cardinals are done.
Yeah.
The 49ers are done.
Tampa's done.
Fitzmagic had the most yards passing in a game in which he didn't score a touchdown,
yes.
I believe, in NFL history. Did I hear that correctly? Over 400 yards passing versus the Washington Redskins, but they couldn't score a touchdown. And now there's talk that maybe it's Jameis Winston time. Maybe now it's time you give the young guy a chance for the second time this year.
Is that what they're saying?
I saw at least two writers from Tampa suggest that. But I think they're just throwing stuff at a topic, like at a dartboard that's got topics on there.
Hmm.
Like, what do you do? Wait a second. Did anybody really think that Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to be anybody other than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No, I don't think so.
I see around the NFL, this isn't even like fans deluding themselves. This is NFL people deluding themselves. They're like, well, you got to put Fitzpatrick. okay, Jameis Winston has a four interception game, and people actually literally said this. Well, you can't have that. You got to put Ryan Fitzpatrick in.
The who does guy, that all the time.
The guy who's had like four interceptions games, a five interception game, and a six interception game in his career. My God.
I think we've all reached a football consensus on Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think he's a lot of fun to watch. He is a version of like football roulette. You have no idea what you're going to get. Interception, crazy scramble, crazy touchdown.
It's, weird it's, third world kind of game like yesterday with between the Bucs and the Redskins.
It's fitting that he went to Harvard, too, because that's exactly like what you get out of the financial markets because of all the Harvardites. Like, they try to get too clever. Everything crashes to the earth. Then you build up and you get exciting again, and then you crash to the earth. That's what happens with Fitzpatrick.
The 49ers are done, as you know. The Cardinals are done. And the Atlanta Falcons are done.
I'm going to kill Atlanta. I'm also going to kill Green Bay. I think Green Bay's final stretch where they have to play on the road against Chicago. What? I actually have sack. I mean, you're just saying all the obvious ones. Well, let's put some sack in this
one. Is it obvious that the Falcons are done? 100%?
I don't know.
How can you say that?
Well, I think that based on the conference.
They're right in the wild card race. Mike, the second place team in the NFC East has four wins.
Minnesota.
The second place team in any of these divisions, the only one that has more than five wins is the Panthers with six. I think it's very possible that the Falcons get a wild card berth.
Well, the Green Bay does have some tricky games.
Yeah, at Seattle, at Minnesota, at Chicago, the rest of the way. I mean, and they're 4-4-1.
Yeah, this is the problem.
Though, they can win all of those games.
This is the problem: is that you've been kneeling down in front of the NFC for so long, you know, like promising them sexual favors, doing whatever it takes to get their respect. When now you realize, like, wait a second, maybe the NFC isn't everything that I've claimed that it was or have seen that it's been the last 5 or 6 years. It's your favorite excuse for why I don't know what we're using the why Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady, because Tom Brady's been feasting on weak AFC teams. There's a bunch of trash in the NFC right now too.
Here's why I think Atlanta's done, because you can only turn around a season once. You can't turn around a season two or three times. Last week when they put up all those points on the board, you thought, okay, bad start. They got it together. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, they've got their guys back. You can only turn around a season so many times. They go to Cleveland, and they lost handily to the Browns. They're done.
They're not, no, but they're a 500 football team. They're not turning anything around. It's just which way the coin flips from one week to the next. And they had some of their bad games early, then they didn't even turn it around. They just kept playing like a 500 football team that's got a lot of talent on their offense. So I think, like, it's possible that they might luck their way into a 9-7 or 10-6 season, and that ends up being enough to make a wild card.
They're still hanging around by a thread, and I think you could say, well, with Atlanta, there's some guys that are going to be coming back, but for Green Bay, I just don't see it happening. It is interesting when you take a look at the NFC, because, you know, in the South, the problem for the Falcons is you have the Saints and the Panthers ahead of you, and the Panthers, I mean, they just got murdered by Pittsburgh on Thursday, but that's still a good football team, and New Orleans is playing the best football of anyone in the league right now. Eight wins in a row. That's the longest streak in the league. And on top of that, I mean, 50 points they scored yesterday. That game did not even look close at any point.
Did you guys see the rumor that Jerry Jones might want Sean Payton in Dallas? Is there anything that will ever stop there being trade rumors involving Sean Payton ever?
To Dallas?
Like, or to anywhere. There's always a Sean Payton trade rumor floating around somewhere. I'm tired of going to the internet and seeing these things. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. Like, no, Sean Payton is not getting traded anywhere, no matter what his agent's trying to fluff into somebody's ear. And he's certainly not going to go. Sean Payton, of all people, well, let's see. He's worked with a weird ownership group for a long time in New Orleans. Maybe he wouldn't mind going to play for Jerry Jones.
I hadn't seen that. All I saw was that they really like Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. The Cowboys find themselves in this weird place where 2 years ago, everybody was lauding the organization that the Cowboys had become. Hey, look, they're willing to say goodbye to DeMarcus Ware. It signs that Jerry Jones has really grown up and understand you have to say goodbye and make tough choices. Wow, Stephen Jones has taken on a greater role. This organization is just completely different. And now, less than two full calendar years later, it's back to, wow, Jerry Jones is just a big fat drunk that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I don't, like, which one is it?
Well, I actually think, as crazy as it sounds, I think the Cowboys have run their organization pretty well the last couple of years. Their main problem is their head coach. Usually NFL teams get into problems like Cleveland does when you keep firing head coaches. The Cowboys have been very stable. In general, in the NFL, when you're stable, that means you're pretty good. I think they run their organization pretty well. They draft well. They built a really good offensive line. I think that taking Zeke over Jalen Ramsey was a mistake, but it's not like a crippling mistake, right? And I mean, the Texans wanted to interview a guy, Will McClay, who is really high up in the Cowboys front office. Leighton Vander Esch looks like he was a really good pick. So I can't argue with the talent acquisition of the Cowboys. And they've put together, you know, a couple 12-win seasons recently, which the Texans, you know, from 2012 on have not been able to do that. Their problem is just Jason Garrett. That's been their issue.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I guess people have criticized them for not using Ezekiel Elliott enough this year at various times. I think that's partially true, but there have also been games in which teams managed to, like, focus on Ezekiel and shut him down
in the
second half.
Did,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I don't, like, if he's getting 2 yards of carry in the second half, is it a rule that you have to keep going to Ezekiel Elliott? So I'm cutting the Cowboys a little bit of a break.
I think the Saints are the best team in the NFL right now. I'm not saying that means that they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I think the Rams are better if they caught the if the
neutral site.
The Saints defense isn't actually all that good.
It's not, but I also think the Rams defense isn't that good.
I think they're better now. I think Dante Pollard is actually going to make a difference. Yeah, their pass rush has started to look more the way it's supposed to look these last few weeks.
I mean, these guys have allowed in the last 6 weeks 31 to Seattle, 20 to Denver, all right, 10 to San Francisco, they stink. 27 to Green Bay, 45 to the Saints, 31 again to Seattle.
Yeah.
I just think the personnel that the Rams have on defense on paper is not nearly as good as what their actual results have been. Like, the Saints' defense, I don't think it was nearly as hyped coming into the season as Los Angeles' was.
Of course, because nobody would be dumb enough to try to make that. Because everybody's been burned for years on saying, well, the Saints' defense, they're really going to be, they've made acquisitions, they're going to be better this year, every damn year. They've had, like, 1 year out of the last 10 where it's actually happened, where they made inroads, and then they sucked again the next year. So nobody would actually go out there and think that they had it figured out. I will give them credit, though, for kind of sort of figuring it out this year.
The last 4 weeks of the season, the New Orleans Saints went to Baltimore and won by a point. They went to Minnesota, won by 10. They played the Rams at home, won by 10. Went to Cincinnati and won by, you know, 51 minus 14, whatever that is. Whatever that quick math is. So they've done a great job here. And I know that we still have a long way to go.
Why didn't you just cherry pick that Baltimore result out of there? Why didn't you just eject that from the place?
I think Baltimore at that time was a much more impressive 1-point win than they may look right now.
Oh, okay.
That's my take on that.
Yeah.
That was when Baltimore looked like it was one of the better teams in the AFC. So I'll say that it was harder for them to get that kind of win then than it would be now.
Look, if the Rams have home field advantage, then by all means, they're the best team in the NFL. Then the Super Bowl is played in the Dome this year, so you have that going for you.
Where do we put the Chargers with 6 straight wins and the only losses against Kansas City and against Los Angeles, the Rams?
I would say a second-tier team, and a team that could do some damage in the postseason.
Their Chargers are Kansas City light, where like I feel like it's not the difference between Andy Reid and Anthony Lynn. I think it's more just that the Chargers don't have quite the same level of explosiveness. They've got good players, but it's like the difference. Keenan Allen is just not as explosive. And you go, if you stack up tight end versus tight end, wide receiver versus wide receiver, running back versus running back, they're just not quite the same. And so that's why, they're a second tier. They're like Kansas City light.